Welcome to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is the Waylon Jennies.
When that storm comes, don't run for cover. When that storm comes, don't run for cover. When that storm comes, don't run for cover. Don't run from the coming storm. No, there ain't no use in running when that rain falls. Let it wash away when that rain falls. Let it wash away. Let it wash away that falling rain, the tears and the trouble.
I'm Nikki Maida, and I am one of the founding members of the Waylon Jennies. I'm the mezzo in the group, which means I'm in the middle of the vocal range, and we are a three-part harmony trio, and we all play various instruments. So I play guitar, drums, harmonica, ukulele, and then there is Ruth Moody, who is the other founding member. She is our soprano, and she plays banjo, guitar, an Irish drum called the baron, and accordion. And then our rounding out to the bottom is Heather Massey, and she plays upright bass. So we all play instruments. We're all songwriters, and that's the group.
How would you describe your music? I know it's difficult to put labels on things, but in a general sense?
Well, we're definitely under the folk umbrella, but we have a bunch of different influences, and it runs from everything from pop to rock to jazz to Celtic influences. Because there's three of us who all have, you know, somewhat similar musical tastes, but also very different backgrounds, that we bring in a bunch of different influences, some country and yeah.
Nikki, where do your influences come from?
I'm probably the poppier of the three of us. When I was little, listened to a lot of 70s radio, which was actually at the time a lot of, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Beatles, that kind of stuff. And then when I sort of had more of an active choice over what I was listening to, I listened to a lot of Britpop and, everything from the older, The Police, The Who, that kind of stuff, to more the suede and the Happy Mondays and all that kind of stuff. So I definitely came from more of a pop background. But I listened to a whole wide range of stuff. So I've also listened to a lot of singer songwriters and yeah, lots of different stuff.
Every sign of love, every seed that's grown, every sweet surrender to that silent note will bring you to your knees and closer to the reason.
Let's fast forward and talk about Bright Morning Stars, the Waylon Jennings' latest album, a Juno Award winner. How did this one come together?
Well, this one was a co-production between our longtime producer, David Travers Smith, and then a producer by the name of Mark Howard, who works very closely with Daniel Lanois. And we, you know, he is a large part of making the sort of very dreamy kind of strangely raw sound of Daniel Lanois. He's a great producer in his own right, so we hired him, and the two of them just created some magic. We went out to a cabin and recorded the album in a couple of weeks, and it was released in 2011. And it's not so much. I mean, there were some changes from our older albums, but it's really consistent at the same time. We're very proud of it. It's the first album with Heather Massey, our alto. So. It's done well.
It sounds almost like a seamless transition from previous album. Not that it's the same, but that the introduction of Heather does not seem to have been an earth-shattering change.
Not at all. And I mean, we got really, really lucky in finding her for many different reasons. The vocal blend is always the most important one, and she blended in seamlessly for sure, vocally, but then her songwriting style was consistent with ours, but also added some jazz elements, which was really nice. And so I think because, you know, Ruth and I have been the consistent ones in the lineup, it can never change that much. And so the changes are all enhancements, and they're positive. They're never jarring. Then that's the feedback we get from our fans. So that's good. Good to have some change, but also nice to not have it be a total departure for people. Now, the title track is yet another showcase of your breathtaking harmonies. For me, there's nothing quite so powerful or so beautiful as your a cappella creations. Can you tell me how Bright Morning Stars, the title track, came about? Well, that's an Appalachian traditional hymn, I think that Ruth brought it to the group. I'm not 100% sure, but... I think so, and we just, you know, we love singing a cappella. That's a big thing for us. We do a lot of it, and you know, as with anything that we end up making ours, We have a particular way of arranging tunes, especially a cappella tunes, where we just kind of sing it together and we all know where our ranges are and we just try stuff out, and it's a very organic process. If nothing's written down, everybody has ideas and everybody comes from different places. So our creations just end up being very much our stamp on a traditional tune or a cover. And so, yeah, I mean, that song was a joy to put together, and we love singing it still. We love singing most of our songs, but the a cappella ones are just always a great thing. You're always just trying to get it exactly where you want it. So
it sounds like a paradox to me. I hear your a cappella, which is so stripped down. It's just the vocals combining. And at the same time, you make it sound so effortless, even though there can't be any room for error.
Yeah. I think it's any kind of error is really going to stick out for sure. But I think, you know, that's where you really hope that the vocal blend is just a natural. It's just not something you can manufacture. It just has to be there. And if that's there, you know, then it's sort of time. And, you know, the band's been around for 11 years, and we've all been singing all of our lives. And Heather's been with us for quite a long time, so it's you know, we're so used to singing with each other. It's almost, it's very hard to stray in some ways. You've got two people that are keeping you anchored, you know, and it's just everybody feeds off each other. So it's a really, again, like I use the word organic, but it's a very natural, you know, thing that happens.
Can you describe the Jenny's creative process, how you where the songs come from, how you build upon them to the finished product?
Yeah, sure. Well, we're all writers, so and so far there hasn't been a lot of collaboration between us. We've talked about it for a long time. I think the only thing that we've ever collaborated on really intentionally, like, because we sort of, you know, we sort of tweak, everyone tweaks each other's songs in the process of arranging and recording, but in terms of a real co-write, I wrote some of the lyrics for Birdsong, which is Heather's song. But other than that, we do our own writing, and it's a pretty solitary process for all of us. But then we bring pretty much fully formed songs to each other and run them by each other. And most, you know, not all, we, by this point, we know what's generally going to be a good song for the band. And so not a lot of rejection of songs. But everybody brings a song to the band, and then we decide, you know, what's going to be the approach, you know, if the writer has any specific ideas of harmonies in mind. But mostly we let each other bring our own thing to it, because we, you know, everybody has their own strengths, and so to let people kind of just have their way with your song is usually the best way, because you'll get the, you know, the most interesting results out of that. And that, and that it applies for both arranging harmonies and instrumentation. So we just, you know, it's a very, very creative process to actually arrange and you know, arrange the songs and create the harmonies. It's a lot of fun.
So the Waylon Jennies, as you were saying, have been together for 11 years. There's not a lot of groups that can say that. What's your secret for that longevity?
It's true that there aren't a lot. Bands are hard. They're hard work, you know, and we spent most of the first, you know, probably about, we've spent most of our time on the road. It's only just started to be that we're pulling back a little bit from the road just because of, you know, the kids are involved now. We spent a lot of time on the road, and that, for anybody who understands that, is just, it's kind of like, you know, for people that don't tour, it's kind of like if you imagine being on the road with, you know, people that are pretty much end up being around you as much as your husband and wife, partner, whatever, but you're not married to them, you know, and it's a challenging thing. People really need to grow as people and work with each other. And so that's what we do. And we've done, you know, we worked really hard over the years to on the music and on ourselves and the dynamic with the group. And, you know, it's a lot of work, and we've been lucky that we've had the interest and the support from our fans for so long too.
Be my uncovering, every color opening. Be my gills and be my wings. I'll be queen to your king, and I will show you everything. Vow that doesn't need a ring.
Mentioned, and I think we might have heard way off in the background, at least one of your 3-year-old twins. and Heather has taken time off to have a baby. How do you tour when you've got young families on the road? This must be quite a challenge, just to stay out there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, when I had my boys, we recorded the album. We recorded Bright Morning Stars when they were only 4 months old. I don't really know how I did it. It's all kind of a blur because they weren't sleeping much, and neither was I. So, but we went out on the road with them. I asked a lot of friends of mine, musicians who had toured with kids, and you know, other mothers that weren't necessarily touring, you know, what the reality of that would be like. And they said, well, it's going to be hard, but you know, it can be done. And so we started out on the road with them when they were 7 months old. And my husband was our sound engineer. He's going to be staying home with the kids now. But at the time we were touring together with them, and we toured quite a lot actually with them, and we were flying, and oh, it was crazy. It's not an easy thing. Not with twins anyway. I think with one, it's a lot more doable. So, from, you know, starting now, they're going to be staying home, but Heather's little guy, who's not quite a year, is going to be coming with her. So, you know, it requires that you have help with you, but yeah, it's a lot of work to tour with kids, but we're excited to have him with us.
And so your challenge now touring is missing the boys.
It is, for sure, and that's why we've pared back quite a lot. For that reason, and for the, you know, because Heather also doesn't want to be traveling too much with her little guy. I don't want to be gone for much longer than 5 days at a time. And there's also going to be my touring for my solo stuff, and that's probably going to be more of a family affair. It's just important to definitely have balance with that. We can't tour like we used to.
So despite that that pairing back, we're going to be seeing you at the Vancouver Island Music Fest. How did this connection come to pass?
Well, we played it once before a long time ago. I think it was in the first or second year of the band's existence, and we fell in love with that festival. We'd always wanted to come back. We had just such a fantastic time, and some really amazing collaborations that to this day we still talk to the bands and reminisce about those workshop stages. So it's very exciting, and we love the island so much, and we're very excited that Doug asked us to come back.
The Wayland Jennies on the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. The Jennies will fire up the Concert Bowl stage first thing on Friday at 5 p.m. On Saturday, they'll be sharing those amazing harmonies at noon on the workshop stage, and they'll be part of the group therapy session at 2:30 in the barn. And so ends another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Helen Austin and Todd Butler for the extra.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.